This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, welcome to this extraordinary Monday meeting for the guidelines on good faith conduct in participating in board removal discussions. We're going to ask you to take attendance, and if you have any changes to the SOI, please let her know. We only have two items on the agenda today, but they're big ones. I did issue a draft report for the group to review last week, and I also had asked the group online whether or not they minded if I submitted the guidelines to ICANN Legal just for a temperature check, and I did get one response from Yule who didn't mind, but I would like to hear from the people on this call. If anybody has any objections to sending this just for a temperature check, could you let me know now, because I would like to send it if there are no, you know, concerning objections or concerns. Okay, hearing no objections, I'm going to send this to the group, to ICANN Legal, just informally for a temperature check. And then the rest of the meeting, I really would like to just focus on the draft. I can tell you what my own assessment of it is. It's brief, but I think that's okay. I mean, why put words in we don't need if we don't need them? However, I do think the executive summary and the first paragraph describing the problem could definitely use some improvement, and I'm open to whatever, you know, improvements people would like to make. I think the actual recommendations, requirements, and rationale were, I personally think they're fine, but again, this is all subject to review. And I would like us to think about whether or not we want to answer what I consider two big open questions that I've noted in the document as well. So I would like to start with just going through each section of the report and then maybe going back to a discussion of the two open questions that I highlighted. So in terms of the executive summary, does anybody have suggestions for improvements, additions, subtractions? Unless you think I hit it out of the park and we can end the call, which I'm okay with that too. So, yeah, thank you, Yul. I like briefing to the point as well. I don't see the point of belaboring this. So if nobody has comments on Section 1, do you have any comments on Section 2, description of the issue? Okay. Are people reading it now? That's fine. I don't mind to wait if people are reading it now. I prefer honesty about that. If you haven't read it before. Okay, in Section 3, oh, what did autocorrect do? Oh, Yulf's name, yeah. I see Cheryl talk about autocorrect as Yulf's name. Yulf is now known as July on the Internet. So the proposed guidelines, I just simply reproduced what we've already discussed, although I did add something. I add in number 2, I added E, I believe, was the one I added. I added something that we had discussed and I had inadvertently left out before. So A through E in Section 2 of the proposed guidelines are what I believe we've discussed and more or less agreed to date. So does anybody have suggestions for either one, Section 1 or Section 2 for proposed guidelines? Oh, Alan, I see your hand. Thank you.
Thank you. And I am reading it again because I haven't read it in a long time.
That's okay.
In section 1.4, I think it should be if applicable instead of if available.
Okay. That's a good note. Yes. So is that, or, I can take the notes. If one of the ICANN staff can take the notes as well, so we can corroborate to make sure that I get everything. Alan, I'll change that before I send to ICANN Legal.
Lori, section 2A, the heading for 2, I think instead of shall develop, it shall have.
Okay.
Because in some of these cases, part of it is just standard rules of procedure. Other parts may be specifically applicable, but the real issue is you need to have procedures, not develop them and throw them away.
Yeah, I guess. Good point. Okay.
Sorry, I'm always looking for an out.
Right, and Cheryl in the chat noted too that there is a slight difference in meaning between available and applicable. We want to then say if applicable and available, maybe do an and here.
An and or slash I think is fine.
Okay.
Slash really means and or, which is but less wordy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think considering where we started in October, where we are now, based on a lot of feedback I heard in Hyderabad, I think we're more on track with what the community was thinking generally, so I'm feeling good about that. That we were inadvertently creating cause where there should be no cause.
Lori, in 2 D and E, those are really things that are not associated with a particular ACSO, but really saying that the ACSOs can collaborate, I think. DE, I'm not sure about. D, certainly. I'm not sure it's within the purview of a single ACSO.
As opposed to having a community procedure.
Yeah,
which we should, but
don't. That's true for all of the powers, not unique to this one.
So maybe we want to turn that into a recommendation rather than a guideline. Like, you know, it's a proposed guide. Here's our recommendation. Here are our proposed guidelines. Take the D out and say, and here's another recommendation. We need a procedure to do this. Is that how you see structuring it?
Yeah, I think it's really there needs to be a procedures, at least frameworks, by which all of the community powers can be exercised, the ones that require collaboration between the ACSOs. We've never really talked about that in the CCWG. We've just presumed magic will happen and there will be discussion.
Okay, I think that's a great point. I'm actually good. We have a plenary pre-call. I'm going to raise this issue on the call, if you don't mind.
I think
this is, yeah, an issue to raise to the plenary. And I think what I will do is, as I just suggested, and if someone else has a different idea, is to, as I said, pull D out and make that a separate recommendation. So one recommendation is the guidelines themselves. And then a second part of the recommendations were, like, it's how to enact it when it goes beyond a particular SOAC and when SOACs have to communicate with each other. That's what I think I'm hearing you say.
Yeah, it's Alan again. Right now we're in the midst of trying to, completely unrelated to our work, we're in the midst of trying to set up the review teams for security, stability, and resiliency and RDS. And again, it's up to the chairs of the ACs and SOs to do various things. But there's no one really leading that process, so things tend to be falling through the cracks and getting unreasonably delayed because no one's in charge. And no one's, you know, sort of effectively no one's allowed to be in charge because it is a collegial process, but it's not working very well. So
yeah,
I think that's just an example that is characterized here as well. If we don't do something, it won't.
That's kind of the rub with the multi-stakeholder model, right? We're bottom-up, we're consensus, we're collegial. But at some point, there needs to be somebody taking the reins. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Or at least calling the meeting.
Or at least calling the meeting. What I was gonna ask, so is this question about D really also the open question that I've highlighted underneath, that D and that concept are really related? You know, should a standard form be used to raise the issue of board removal to the respective body, either the specific SOAC who appointed the member or the decisional participant, maybe we say we need forms and procedures. The recommendation is we recommend forms and procedures instead of should a standard form. Maybe this is the recommendation. We need to have a framework in place, and so that would take care of D becomes part of the question, the first question or the open question. So it becomes a recommendation rather than an open question.
I think so.
Okay. That's how I can word it. I will pull D out and make the open question a recommendation. And then if people say, no, that's not what they want, then that's not what they want. It doesn't have to be a question. Okay, I get that. I can see where we can change the drafting on that a bit. So in terms of the second question, then, should the guidelines apply to all discussions and not just be limited to circumstances around director removal? That's about the good faith generally. Now, I could argue against it very simply saying that, well, we have these guidelines because we want to make sure that there's an indemnity triggered. So these guidelines are being developed in order to trigger an indemnity. And if the indemnity doesn't apply to other actions, other discussions, then there's really no point. So that's an argument against it. An argument for it is whether there's an indemnity or not, this is a good practice, and we want to promote good practice. I mean, that's how I see that question breaking down. So I would, you know, I would throw it out to the group. Do you think argument A is stronger than argument B? Or do you think we, you know, recommend this because it is a good practice, but understand that it was developed to trigger a specific indemnity? And then again, and that would become a recommendation rather than an open question from the group. Alan.
Yeah, I'm to use a colloquial phrase, I'm not going to get my knickers in a knot over it. If one is saying that the budget, we're rejecting the budget, I think all of these things apply, except the budget can't sue us, so we don't need indemnity. But I think most of these things, I'd have to look at the words word by word, but, you know, they're pretty much saying act in good faith, because what all we're doing is fleshing out the original requirement that people act in good faith. So surely that applies to most of what we're talking about. So, you know, if they fit here, they probably fit there as well. I'm not going to really worry about whether we do it or not, because the implications are not large if we don't formalize it. It's not a bad suggestion, I would think, at least reading it at this point, that's what I think.
Right. So then that could become, as I said, a recommendation with a qualification. We recommend that you do it because we think it's a good idea, but understand that you know, this is about the indemnity. So it'd be up to the community. And then the community can respond. That's good.
I can't see
that helps you.
I can't see a lot of harm, but maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah, I don't either, but I did want to flat out come out and say this is what we recommend in a directive way, because that's not cool at ICANN. But I think if we qualify it, that it's a reasonable recommendation. Can I just have a show of hands? Do you think that would be a good approach to have these questions reworded into recommendations, and where we see the qualifications, draft that? And Cheryl says yes. Alan's just agreed. I think it's a good idea. I'm not hearing from Yulf or Lido. All right, well, I'm going to – thank you, Yulf. Okay. All right.
Are you speaking on behalf of both Lori Shulman, by the way?
Yeah, well, Lori Shulman on the phone and Lori Shulman on the screen. I am not in my normal place of where I work. I'm actually at our New York City headquarters, and I'm in a phone room, and it's really weird in here, and I think it's part of the reason why I couldn't get on right away. I feel like I'm in a cell. It's very weird, but that's where I'm doing the calls from. So I did, just to make sure, I did an outward call as well as the Adobe. But anyway, that's TMI probably. But I'm not in my normal place, so I'm just trying to double up on connectivity here. Okay, Lido has his hand up. Good. So, okay, that's how
and
we're going to go.
Bernie has his hand up also.
Oh, good. I didn't see Bernie's. Oh, good. Good. So that's how I think we'll do it. I can easily redraft this. It wouldn't take very long at all. So I'm feeling good about that, because then we're being proactive. We're not just kicking the can out to the community, which I had a real concern about. Okay, now the requirements for recommendations section, I'm going to ask staff, is this what I'm supposed to write? Because I didn't know what this section meant. In the template, it said requirements for recommendations, no wordsmithing required. But when I looked at all the other material on the wiki and when I looked at the final Workstream 1 report, I didn't see anything specifically labeled requirements for recommendation, so I didn't see any words to Smith. Therefore, I just made stuff up. So I just want to make sure with staff that I haven't skipped something or missed a document where I should be reproducing specific requirements for recommendations.
Lori?
Yes.
I think Lito has hand up, and I have a few comments.
Okay,
that.
I didn't see Lito's hand. I don't see Lito's hand. If Lito, you have your hand up, please speak, and then Bernie. Bernie, I don't see Lito's hand, so if you want to go ahead, please speak.
Okay.
And then Lito.
Just agreeing. Just a couple of notes. In the discussion of applying this because it's good practice beyond it is slightly beyond the remit of what the group did receive in the scope here. I still think it's a good idea that you mention it, but maybe just separate it. I think the understanding of the plenary of this subgroup's work versus the mandate, they like to see a box and how you handled what you were supposed to do. And it's fine to have another box beside it that says, while we were at it, we also thought these would be good ideas. So just a suggestion. And the second thing on the recommendations, I think it was more a question of understanding if it required some additional changes to the bylaws or anything else, or is it standalone, and how does it affect the other moving parts? I hope that helps.
Oh, yes, thank you, because I would say that this is a standalone for sure. So I could actually – do you think it would be helpful, Bertie, from a drafting –
perspective to say in Section B, we understand, you know, we've approached this as a standalone. We don't anticipate any requirements to amend a bylaw or any other procedure. Should we actually say that?
That would not hurt.
Okay. I can do that. Sorry, I'm getting my notes here. Brittany, I have a question, too, just procedurally. So I get this all redrafted and out to the group again, probably before, definitely before the end of the week. The due date that's on the 18th, is that the due date to the plenary, correct? It's not like any publication due date. I just want to understand what that 18th deadline is.
That 18th deadline is from the master working group schedule to try and get that out so it can be approved in Copenhagen. So if you'll remember well, we were working on a one-year schedule, and the first track was to get the projects, a set of projects approved in Copenhagen, and the second track was to get a set of projects or subgroups recommendations approved in Johannesburg. So to be able to publish this generally and have the plenary fully consider it before the face-to-face meeting, the date that was originally scheduled was the 18th. Now, is that die in the ditch drop dead, especially given this is a very effective and short, and I love it also, clear-cut report. Part of the dates was building in some time so that staff could clean it up and put it into a standard format.
Oh, but okay. I think a lot of that's been done already, so I hope this format works. I tried to follow what normal reports look like in what your template was, so hopefully you don't have that much cleanup.
Agreed.
All right. Okay. All right, but it sounds like we're actually in pretty damn good shape, if you don't mind me using the damn word. But I think what I'm concerned about, though, is Avery on the call? Yeah, I see Avery muted. Avery had made a point at our last call that she felt that we haven't discussed this enough. Now, my question is this. You know, this is our sixth call, I think, and we do have a report now, and I am hoping that these calls are the discussion. Unless Avery is referring to now discussing this in the plenary. My question to the group is, you know, based on that comment, because I do respect Aubrey's opinion, has this been discussed enough? Do you think we need to go deeper somewhere? Is there something that hasn't been fully vetted? We've relied a lot on my reporting as opposed to having a lot of back and forth on the list. And I think given what the issue is, I think short and concise works. I think if we make this too roundabout, the whole issue of having clear-cut guidelines goes away. You know, it becomes so muddy, it becomes obliterated, and we don't want that. We want, you know, the consensus of the group way back when is let's do something that's easy to understand, that's an umbrella for everybody else. We're not going to dictate procedure. We're just going to let people know they have to have one. Now, those I've always understood to be the marching orders, and that's how I've crafted the report. So if there's any more discussion to be had, I really would like to have it, you know, and I'd like to use the next half an hour. Yeah?
It's been the standard procedure in a lot of the CCWG accountability work to allow two meetings to have readings so that if anyone missed a meeting, and it was general consensus to accept the report, they still had, if you will, a second kick at the can. Now, so this would be the first meeting on this report, and if you want to follow that procedure, then technically you could have a second meeting and bring it forward. But if the whole group is comfortable enough, you can just get this to the plenary also. I'm just stating what's standard procedure here.
Okay, and I see Alan has his hand up.
Yeah, thank you. I'm certainly happy to, once you make the revisions we talked about today, put it out to the list for some number of days, and unless there's some strong objection that it needs further talking, that we pass it on.
Okay.
But I'm happy to have a second meeting, but I think we're close enough that I'm not sure it's absolutely necessary. I could certainly go either way.
Okay. Bernard? Is that an old hand or new hand, Bernie?
No, sorry, new hand. There's a question of timing here. If you're going to want to present to the plenary, which is 1900 Wednesday, UTC, you need to have documents out at least 24 hours ahead. So that would be 1900 tomorrow, which would really limit the time this group has to have. I'm not dictating either way. I'm just noting the reality of these things. And if not, then our next planner, if we look at this, is the 25th of January, which is a little late versus our deadline of what we're trying to make sure this thing gets blessed and done in Copenhagen. So a bit of a scrunch here, which I just want everyone to be aware of the timing reality.
Okay, I'm going to answer that, and then I'll call on Alan and Cheryl. My own feeling is I am tied up in meetings right now, including dinner meetings. I'm basically at a week-long internal conference for INTA. To promise you something that's decent by 1900 tomorrow is super ambitious, and I'd rather wait till the 25th unless there is that sense of urgency. And then if it is, then I will just jam something out and get it to the list. So, Alan, go ahead.
Thank you. I thought you started off the meeting saying we're going to send it to the plenary for their information, not as a formal first reading.
Clear. I wanted ICANN legal as a courtesy because we had asked a question of them way back when of, is this something you're going to be reviewing? Is this something you should be reviewing? Because, you know, you represent the board to a certain degree. And what they came back with, no, we don't think there's a conflict of interest. And, yes, if you'd like to float this by us, we wouldn't mind seeing it before it becomes a final document, just to take the temperature, which I think is fair and I would welcome because I would rather get a legal concern now than a month from now.
Yep. I think, sorry, I misinterpreted, but nevertheless, I think we can do that in parallel with showing it to the plenary so they know where we're going, and if people there have any real red flags, raise them now and not later. So that would allow us to get something out to the plenary for Wednesday because the current version, I think, suffices for that. And, it's not a first reading. It's not, we're just giving a heads up and giving people an opportunity to see it. So I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah. And it is posted on the wiki already because I didn't see the harm in it. And then we could get some feedback. So even without the revisions we discussed, I don't have a problem showing it to the plenary with the understanding it's going to get revised, which I can discuss on the plenary call. Let me see what I can do tonight. You know, I do have a little bit of time tonight. I can work on this for probably about an hour or so and get something, like, okay. Then the list wouldn't have seen it. You're going to have to just trust that I've made the changes the way we've discussed. And if I have, I'll change it later. Alan, again?
No, my hand's down. But as I said, I'm happy to have the current version go to them. But if you have time, fine. I think Cheryl's hand is up, though.
Okay, Cheryl.
If my hand is still up, It's because I have to put it down. Sorry about that.
Okay. That's okay, Cheryl. Okay.
Thank you, Laurie. Cheryl, for the record. Look, I'm of the view that, look, if you can do the additional tweaks in your enormous amount of spare time this evening, then that slightly updated version can go both to legal and to CCWG for their opportunity for initial. I wouldn't have even limited it for, as a heads up. I'd have suggested that they should be doing an initial read through with the view of we want to introduce this degree of drafting at the upcoming plenary. The likelihood of the CCWG saying nothing is about as likely as me winning a lottery ticket because I don't buy them. therefore, I think we'll find that there are further modifications or at least suggestions and discussions to be had, pending possible modifications, anyway. So I'd be keener to get it out for this upcoming plenary, than I would to probably make very little change. Noting that we will undoubtedly have additional input to then deliberate, discuss and work with. And it'll, even when it does then go through two readings, and I see no reason why one reading can't be on a list when luxury of time allows. I'd also be mentioning on the, at the plenary, of course, that we would like to see this as a substantive document for discussion at Copenhagen. And that can then, I would like to think, in a perfect world, allow us to have our second and final reading at Copenhagen with the full CCWG. So that would be one of those second and final readings seeking support and endorsement at that point. Now, again, that's not the end of it. It just means it goes into CCWD documentation at that point as a wrapped up deal rather than as a still a work in progress until feedback from public comment comes in. So no downside from me if it goes as is, and no downside but an extra bit of admiration if in your massive amount of spare time this evening you can reformulate those questions as recommendations and box that one out as Bernie suggested. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. Bernie? I see your hand, or is that an old hand?
Yeah, no, thank you. So just to run the schedule, because this is the key point, and that's, I guess, one of the reasons I'm here. So if we can get a document out by 1900 tomorrow, that is this time, then the plenary will have had it for 24 hours. It will not be a first reading, and you can explain this on the leadership prep call. Are you planning to join tomorrow, 1900, Laurie?
Yes, I am, unless I'm called away, and then I'll give you some notice. But I have that call scheduled, so it should be fine.
Okay, if there's a problem, given I've been on this call, I can talk to this a bit if asked, and I think Cheryl will be there also.
So then we can get. I don't have a conflict.
Okay, great. So then we can have the plenary can put in some initial comments on its meeting on Wednesday, January 11th. We'll have the notes out fairly quickly for that. And your next guidelines call is for Wednesday, the 18th, 1900, which would allow you to consider those and hopefully finalize that document and allow for this to be ready for the plenary on the 25th for an official first reading?
Okay. That makes sense.
That's the only point.
Okay.
All right.
So why don't we do this? I will see if I have time tonight. I have a business dinner tonight. I cannot cancel. But I do think I could maybe at the end of the evening find some time. If I don't,
for whatever reason. I just don't get it done. I will put a note out to the list tomorrow saying, please submit what you got, or here's the one to submit. So we will submit something tomorrow, no matter what, because that is the consensus of the group, I feel, that we'll just get what we've got in. And I could even, if I don't have time to do redrafting, maybe just even do a comment, you know, make those little wordsmithing changes that Alan had suggested in the open questions, actually make a note and say, this will be revised to be a recommendation, and we understand it might go a little bit beyond the remit, but this is an issue that's raised and we want to call it to people's attention, something like that. So something will get to the group, and I'll just let you know before 1900 tomorrow what it is. Are people comfortable with that? Yeah, I'm not hearing any objections. So let's do that. It gives me a little bit of leeway. If I can get it done, I'll do it. But if not, I'll get you either this copy or just one more level of things done. The wordsmithing from Alan. I think that's probably the way to go. Okay. Does anybody have any other questions or comments about the documents, the work we're doing, anything at this point? Okay, what I might do is give myself 20 minutes to work on this now, if people don't have anything else they want to raise, and give you guys back 20 minutes. That might actually work pretty well. Makes sense? Okay, then, hearing no objections, I'm going to end the call. And I want to thank everybody for their participation and, you know, thank you for taking the time today to really kind of get into the weeds on some of this. I do appreciate it. And see you in a day or two. Wait, Alvy's talking. She's just typing bye. Okay. Guys, and have a good rest of the day. Enjoy your extra 20 minutes. And I will communicate with the group tomorrow before the anointed hour. Bye.
Thanks, Laurie. Bye, everybody. Bye, thanks, everyone.
Bye.